Financial markets were also underwhelmed today by the EU's plan to bail out Spanish banks. As NPR's John Idstey reports, initial relief in the markets faded quickly.
Spanish bonds had a burst of strength shortly after markets opened, sending interest rates on Spanish government debt sharply lower. But by afternoon European time, investors had reconsidered, and the interest rate they demanded to hold 10-year Spanish debt shot back up to more than 6.5%. Nariman Berevish, chief economist at IHS Global Insight, says that's partly because there are still a lot of questions about the bailout.
And very importantly, what Spain is going to do next in terms of cleaning up the mess that it has in its banking system. So far, it's been very slow to clean up that mess, to restructure its banks, to write down the loans.
Berevish says writing down the loans is not as easy as it may sound, because a lot of the Spanish banks' debt holders are in Germany and not interested in experiencing losses. And while the bailout is aimed at shoring up Spanish banks, it comes from the EU as a loan to the Spanish government. That's what investors are most worried about, says Berevish.
What this bailout does is, in effect, it increases Spanish government debt. So it's not a costless bailout for Spain.
Berevish says the bailout could boost Spanish government debt by around 10%. Peter Buchvar, equity strategist and portfolio manager at Miller Tabak, says that's the basic problem. Even if the bailout money adds capital to Spanish banks, a huge part of the bank's assets are Spanish government bonds. And Buchvar points out those bonds fell in value today after the bailout was announced.
So while Spanish banks may soon have more capital, if the Spanish sovereign bond market deteriorates further, well, that's going to impair the Spanish bond holdings of these Spanish banks.
And he says that sets up an inevitable downward spiral. Buchvar says the markets did gain last week when a deal between the EU and Spain was first telegraphed, but that enthusiasm evaporated today as reality set in.
The market likes bailouts. They like the short-term putting out of fire. But as we've seen, in whether it's in the U.S. or afterwards in Europe over the past 5 years, is that it doesn't really solve the long-term problem of too much debt and not enough growth.
Buchvar says it's a short-lived Band-Aid, largely aimed at getting the markets past the Greek elections on Sunday. The bailout will be useful if Greek voters support parties that reject their austerity program. That would increase the odds of a messy Greek exit from the euro.
At least the Spanish banks have this backstop, so we can hopefully contain any Greek issue to within Greece.
Jim Paulson, chief equity strategist at Wells Capital Management, says the Spanish bank bailout announced today is far from the final step in ending the euro crisis. But Paulson says he's beginning to view the dangers of Europe less as a financial contagion that could bring down the world and more like simply a drag on growth.
And what really is going to matter is if the U.S. economy is holding together or not, because if it is, then you've got a pretty cheap market here.
And the U.S. market got even a little cheaper today for buyers who might be tempted as all the major stock averages fell. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.